Hello, and welcome to The Gospel Ingrained with Lottie as your host. And we're here to talk about life, family, homeschooling, health, and anything else that may come up through the lens of a Christian worldview. Make sure you follow or subscribe so you can be notified when the next episode is released. Please leave a 5-star rating or thumbs up, and I'd be so grateful if you leave a positive review. I cannot wait to dive into these life topics with you. Hello, everyone. Welcome back. Or for those of you who are new, thank you for joining me. I'm Lottie with The Gospel Ingrained. And today's episode is all about positivity and encouragement. I know what it is like. I know what it is like to feel disappointed. I know what it's like to lose people who are special to you. I know what it's like to feel overwhelmed. I know what it's like. It can be easy to get in a funk, I call it. We call it, actually, my family. It can be easy because sometimes we have to deal with things. And it seems like it's back to back to back. You know how they say, when it rains, it pours? Sometimes it really does feel like, oh my goodness, can I get a break? Every time I turn around, something bad is happening. And I know that it is real. And we are human. And we have every right to feel what we feel, right? It's okay that we feel frustrated. It's okay that we feel overwhelmed. It's okay that we feel like it's not fair. But what do we do after the initial reaction? What's next? Well, it's definitely not thinking about it constantly. It's definitely not anticipating the next bad thing to happen. Because if that's the case, we are just living in misery, okay? We cannot be living in misery, especially since we are children of God. And God says He will give us joy and peace. Okay, Lottie, I'm not feeling joy or peace right now with all of this that's happening in my life. Some of you maybe lost a loved one. Maybe you lost your job. Maybe you are just really struggling paycheck to paycheck and you seem like you can't catch a break. Maybe it's some kind of abusive relationship or, you know, I don't know. I don't know what you're going through. But God knows what you're going through. And God can and will give you peace even in the middle of your trial or trials. Because sometimes it feels like you are just getting beat up punch after punch after punch. You're like, I can't even breathe. How am I supposed to have peace? I can't breathe. How am I supposed to have joy? Well, I have a couple suggestions for you, and later in the episode, I'll definitely be adding in some scripture to support all of us in learning and understanding what it is that God is asking us to do. But for right now, I want to say that I've noticed for myself that I sometimes do the minimum studying, the minimum praying, the minimum worship. And if we are just doing the minimum, then life is going to hit us and beat us and knock us down. Because we're supposed to be doing the max. As people say, the most. When it comes to God, we are supposed to be looking for Him all day long. We should be starting our day with God and throughout the day talking to Him. And when you can, pull up a scripture. If you're driving, it's okay to do praise and worship in your car. It's okay to pull up the Bible app and let it play while you're driving. Or just pray. We need to connect with our source. Our source of what? Our source of life. Our source of peace. Our source of joy. If we are focused on God and not on the problems and not on whatever overwhelming emotions we might have, if we shake that off and say, you know what? I know I'm feeling like this, and I know it makes sense that I'm feeling like this because this situation right here is unreal. I cannot believe I'm dealing with this, but you know what, God? I want to give it to you. I want to give it to you. I cannot handle this. I need you to carry my load for me. I need some peace. I need some joy. I need your presence. Invite Him to cover you. Invite Him in to your every minute, every moment, every second, so that you can feel Him. When you feel God, you can't help but smile. When you feel God, you can't help but have peace. When you feel Him, you know that you're okay. God is so much bigger. He's so much bigger than whatever it is that you're going through. And yes, He loves you. Why? Why do I have to deal with this? Why am I always going through trials? Why am I suffering? Listen. This life here, it was never promised to us that we were going to have just this beautiful, glamorous life and we would never have to deal with anything. And if you have enough money, you're all set. Because think about the rich people too. Because I think that's probably a problem that a lot of us deal with, right? Oh, if we just had more money, we would be okay. Well, not necessarily. Because if you don't have more Jesus, you're not going to be okay with more money. You're still going to be depressed. You're still going to be disappointed. You're still going to have whatever situations that come and overwhelm you and you cannot just do life. You feel like you can't. Yeah. We need more Jesus. And I am trying to help us all come to an understanding of what that really means. What does that look like? Because sometimes we say, well, I mean, I'm a Christian. I go to church. I read the Bible. I pray. But I'm still stressed out. I'm still anxious. I'm still overwhelmed. I'm still depressed. Now, there are times, there are real mental health issues that we deal with. Okay? And there are different things that we deal with that we have to address in different ways. Yes, that's fine. But our first stop needs to be the Lord. If we're seeking help from anybody else or anything else, and we've skipped God, we're missing it. We're missing the mark. And we are not going to get to the place that we think we're going to get, even with whatever help we're trying to put in place. God is the answer. Closeness with God. You know, there's a scripture, and I have to look it up, and I'll share it in a little bit here, but it's like, it says, you know, you're supposed to put His word on the doorpost and you're supposed to carry it everywhere you go. And it's related to teaching the children as well. But it's for us. We're supposed to be able to constantly look around and see God's promises for us. We're supposed to be able to look around and see that God is with us. You know how they use the stones when they went through the River of Jordan, right? So God had opened up the Red Sea for them, for Moses and the Israelites to get away from the Egyptians, right? But then they needed to travel again through a body of water, and God did it again. He did it again, y'all. He just moved the water to the side so they can walk on dry land. Like, is that amazing or what? That's the kind of God we serve. He will move the water for you. He will. And sometimes that's all He's waiting for. sometimes he's just trying to see, like, are they just going to mope and whine and complain? Are they going to look for me? Do they want my help? Do they trust me? Do they remember that I'm here? That I love them? That I'm bigger than every situation? Or they just want to soak in the sorrow? They just want to be miserable. And sometimes I think we do. I'm a little passionate about this today. Hallelujah. May the Lord get the glory and may you find your way to peace. May you really evaluate what you have going on and get to the point to say, you know what? I do need more Jesus. I need to change the way that I'm thinking because I have some stinking thinking and I'm getting stuck in a loop of negativity. I'm around people who are constantly saying bad things about others or complaining about their life, and I'm joining right in and complaining about my life constantly. That does not help us, guys. That doesn't help us. It just fuels the bad. Let's start pumping up our positivity. Let's start finding that silver lining in the middle of the misery. Okay, I have to come back and finish this up later. But let's go. Let's go. Let go and let God.
Let's go to the Word of God and see what He has to say. So in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, it says, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers." Basically, we are supposed to say good things, positive things. And even though it's talking about ministering to hearers, to other people, well, you're hearing what you're saying to yourself and about your life as well. So that also applies to yourself. While we're speaking out to the people, and what we're saying to ourselves is important. God said, "Let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth." Now, let's go to Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. And it says, "Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." And this goes back to the point where I'm telling you, we have to give it to God. He's telling you, don't worry about anything. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication. And I looked into supplication. It means to plead humbly or with reverence and devotion, understanding who it is that you're praying to. God is so much greater than whatever it is you're dealing with. And it also says with thanksgiving. And that is that additional peace that really breaks off the chains of heaviness and anxiety and worry and stress and the pain that you're going through. When you're praising, all of that kind of just fades away. But you have to be obedient. And you have to first say, "God, this is too heavy for me. Please take it." And then you need to praise. It's so cool how it works. I mean, it literally will change everything. If you shake it off and you just praise God with all your heart, you will see a difference. So that is Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Let's go to James chapter 3, verses 3 to 11. And it says, "Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold, also the ships, which though they be so great and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so, the tongue is a little member and boasteth great things. Behold, how great a matter a little fire kindleth. And the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. so is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body, and setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. For every kind of beast and bird and serpent and things of the sea is tamed, and hath been tamed of mankind. But the tongue can no man tame. It is unruly evil, full of deadly poison. Therewith bless God, even the Father, and therewith curse we men, which are made after the similitude of God. Out of the same mouth proceedeth blessing and cursing. My brethren, these things ought not so to be. Doth a fountain send forth at the same place sweet water and bitter? The answer is no. So verses 3 through 11 help us understand what's going on with our tongue. Because of sin, we tend to go towards the negative route. We tend to think negatively and speak negatively. It's just natural for us because of sin. That is the nature of sin, right? The bad things that we say. And this shows how powerful our tongue is, because we can speak and it affects everything in our body. It can change our whole demeanor. It can change the projection of somebody's life. Because I'm thinking about children, right? And how we are working with our kids and loving on our kids. And it's so easy sometimes to just say mean things because you're frustrated. And it's not okay, because what we say stays in their minds and it forms who they believe that they are. And if we say something, we put them down because they did something that wasn't the best choice. Well, guess what? They are learning. They don't know. And we don't always make the right choices either. So if we call them a name because they made a mistake, then they're hanging on to that. Oh, I'm just a, whatever you want to say, a dummy or whatever the case, because that's what I've been told, because I can't seem to make any right choices. We are literally forming who they are going to believe that they are. And we're feeding the negative talk that they're going to have in their mind, which is something that God said we should not be partaking of. So here in Proverbs chapter 18, verses 6 through 8, and then also verse 21, it says, a fool's lips enter into contention, and his mouth calleth for strokes. A fool's mouth is his destruction, and his lips are the snare of his soul. The words of a talebearer are as wounds, and they go down into the innermost parts of the belly. Words are powerful. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Death and life, y'all. So what we say and what we think actually impacts our lives. And it's not this whole prosperity idea or new age belief that you can call to the universe and the universe is going to send you something. No, but God is saying how he created us. And a part of it is getting a hold of our full self. And that means connecting with God, being filled with the Holy Spirit, so that we can move forward in this life like Jesus gave us an example of. We can't live like everybody else. We can't continue to be susceptible to our nature, right? Because that has died when we gave our life to Christ. So now we're in a place where we're thinking differently. We're speaking differently. But that can only come when we truly surrender to God. And then, of course, I did want to share the scripture that's talking about how we are supposed to live our lives so that we can connect with God every day, all day. And that's coming from Deuteronomy 11, verses 18 through 21. And that says, "Therefore shall ye lay up these my words in your heart and in your soul, and bind them for a sign unto your hand, that they may be as frontlets between your eyes. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way. And ye shall teach them your children, speaking of them when thou sittest in thine house, and when thou walkest by the way, when thou liest down, and when thou risest up. And thou shalt write them upon the doorposts of thine house, and upon thy gates, that your days may be multiplied, and the days of your children in the land which the Lord sware unto your fathers to give them, and as the days of heaven upon the earth." These are our instructions, that we're supposed to be so engulfed in God that constantly we're reading his word, constantly we're seeing his word, we're thinking of his word, we're teaching his word. It says we're supposed to teach him to our children, speaking with them about it all the time, when they're at home, while you're out and about, while you're laying down, when you wake up in the morning. We're supposed to be talking about God, learning about God. And this is what gives us the strength to live a positive life, a life full of joy. This is how we can have peace, because we know who he is. His word teaches us about his character, right? We know his promises. His word gives us hope because we know that we can trust him. And God tells us in his word what it is that he wants to do for us. So we have to abide by the instructions of the word. And that is how we can have a life that is full of peace and full of joy. Okay. I'm going to call it a quits for the moment with this particular episode, but I do pray that it bless your heart. I pray that if you haven't given your life to Christ, that you just open up your heart and say, "You know what, God, I keep hearing about this. I don't understand it fully, but I want to give my life to you. I want you to change me. I want you to give me joy and peace. And I want you to please forgive me for all the sin and help me to become a new person." Ask him to show up. He will, because he is real. And those of you who have, maybe you've been in the place where you've been connected with God and you kind of just fell off, it's time. Let's go ahead and let's get back to our home. Let's go back to what we know is right and what is good. And let's love the Lord the way that he asks us to. Let's obey him and let's connect with him so that we can be a light to this world. God bless you all. I love you. And more importantly, God loves you.